Unlock the past and safeguard your memories with scanmyphotos.com. Here's our special promo code, GODIGITAL, to get a whopping up to 50% off your photo scanning order. Don't let your cherished moments fade away. Digitize them now with precision and care. Whether it's old slides, photos, or films, bring them into the digital age and relive those precious memories. This is an affiliate promotion, meaning we may earn a commission if you take advantage of this fantastic deal. Act fast, preserve your history, and save big with Go Digital at scanmyphotos.com. Hi, I'm Maureen Taylor, the photo detective. I really love family photographs, all of them, from the mystery images you find in shoeboxes and albums to the pictures you snap with your digital devices. No mystery is too small. A simple question about an image can lead to new stories of your ancestors. This means you can count on me to help you identify the people in them, offer solutions for preserving and organizing them, and yes, even guide you in the various ways to gather and share picture stories with your relatives. My guest offers tips on preserving the memories of loved ones we've lost. Photographs, of course, are a key part of remembering. We can see their faces and it triggers a range of emotions in us. Family history offers us the way to continue to keep our loved ones a part of our everyday lives. Allison Gilbert's ideas for honoring the ones we love are not just for adults. Children will be able to participate in these activities as well. Allison Gilbert is an Emmy Award-winning journalist and one of the most thought-provoking and influential writers on grief and resilience. The author of numerous books, including the groundbreaking Past and Present, Keeping Memories of Loved Ones Alive. Her stirring work reveals the most uplifting and empowering strategies for remembering the family and friends we never want to forget. She serves on the board of directors for the National Alliance for Grieving Children and the advisory board for the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, the preeminent national organization providing grief support to families of America's fallen heroes. Allison's other books include Parentless Parents, How the Loss of Our Mothers and Fathers Impacts the Way We Raise Our Children, and Always Too Soon, Voices of Support for Those Who Have Lost Both Parents. She is also co-editor of Covering Catastrophe, Broadcast Journalists Report September 11th, the definitive historical record of how broadcast journalists covered that tragic day. The landmark book was turned into a documentary by the U.S. State Department and distributed to embassies and consulates around the globe. Allison is the official narrator of the National September 11th Memorial and Museums Core Historical Exhibition Audio Tour, and her voice is introduced by Robert De Niro on the museum's Witnessing History Tour, the only female journalist to be so honored. On Allison's popular Grief and Resilience blog, she features Q&As with some of the most notable names in our culture today, including Arianna Huffington, Jon Stewart, and the New York Times bestselling authors Gretchen Rubin, Danny Shapiro, and Susan Orlean. You can learn more about Allison and her new series of online video courses here, www.allisongilbert.com. My guest today is Allison Gilbert. Allison has a great book called Past and Present, Keeping Memories of Loved Ones Alive. And this is such a timely topic. What was the moment that this book came to you? Because there is always a moment with a new book.
Well, first of all, I'm a fan girl of the photo detective. So thank you so much for having me. The book Past and Present that I wrote that you just referred to was really a passion project of mine. Both my parents died when I was a young adult, and it felt exceedingly premature for me to be growing up, starting my career, getting married, having kids, all without my mom and dad, the two people who, of course, knew me best and would have been incredible tethers for my children to have their grandparents. And the one obstacle that kept getting in my way, among many, but one of the ones that really stuck with me the most, was how to keep their memory alive. What were the creative ways, strategies, opportunities? What didn't I know? What was the trick to making sure that I could keep their memories present? And not just for me, but of course for my kids who are growing up without their maternal grandparents too.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about, right? I mean, I only knew one of my grandparents growing up. The other grandmother died when I was one, and I didn't know either of my grandfathers. And there's this great big hole, right? I don't know who they are. I don't know who they are as people. I have a few photographs, and that's really about it. But your book and the series of activities that you mentioned that are possible for people to put together are wonderful. I mean, let me just tell you some of them that I found. I'm telling people to basically go through their 35 millimeter slides and weed the collection.
But well, that is so important, right? I mean, you can't get any kind of nourishment from these memories unless you unearth them, unless you give them light. And if you are feeling buried by them as opposed to empowered by them, it's really hard to do that. And I feel like one goal is to make sure that at first, you can't analyze what you can't see. So it's really important to then at first digitize what you have, whether it's 35 millimeter slides, whether or not it's film reels, 8 millimeter, 16 millimeter, whatever it is that you have. Unless you can see the material, you can't analyze the material, and you certainly can't derive any sort of happiness from it. So first step first is just to see what you have. And you're right, that is step one.
Exactly. But in your book, you mentioned that you could reimagine 35 millimeter slides as a lampshade. So literally putting them under light.
Well, listen, once you digitize them, you could toss them in the trash. That is, of course, your option. But in my book, Past and Present, there is more that you can do. So digitizing is step one. But step two could be putting little holes in the corners of these slides, getting little jump rings. And like you said, designing a lampshade, not hard, easy directions online. And of course, when you turn on that bulb of this new kind of fun lampshade, those memories, of course, will then be illuminated. And what I find to be the most impactful about that project is actually twofold. Number one, the creation of it creates a moment or several moments, right? It's not going to be done in 20 minutes, but it creates moments where you can talk about the images, right? You know the power more than anyone, being the photo detective, the power of storytelling that you can get from a photo. So if you do a project with these images on these 35 millimeter slides, A, there's conversations that can be had while you are creating. But B, and I think this is really important, when COVID is over and we do once again have company coming to our homes, once you turn on that light, it becomes a conversation piece as well. And another opportunity to talk, to share stories about your loved ones.
And in the meantime, it's just a really lovely thing to look at.
Yeah.
And if you take your old vacation photos, you know, the vacation photos are the thing. Mostly they don't mean anything if they don't have people in them, because your descendants weren't there with you when you went on that vacation. So if you have, you know, a whole bunch of photographs of some extravagant trip that you took, if your descendants didn't go with you, they don't mean anything and they're tossable, but you could create a lovely little lamp and then travel around the world with your
with your slides on the lamp. But it's more than just that. Well, we had Marty McNabb on the show a little while ago of Show and Tales. And we talked in episode 86, Everything Tells a Story. And of course, I'll put the link in the show notes. We talked about what you could do, have sort of a family vetting of all of the images or lots of the images, bring something of an ancestor and talk about it, have a sort of family Show and Tales. You talk about creating a video, which of course is perfect and easy to do these days. You talk about creating a digital walking tour. Also, we have a lot of things in common because I've talked about these things. The lamp got me though. The lamp was completely new.
Well, listen, I'm so excited that I got you. And I do think that you and I have so much synergy, but there's one thing I want to make sure that I'm passing along, which is that I'm a big believer in repurposing photographs so they can amplify the stories that we can share with our friends, with our family, with our children and grandchildren. And that's why I devoted all of this time during COVID to really reimagine what I offered in my book. And now I have this new e-course that I'm calling Photos and More. And it's really about what we're talking about, but it's one rung even more fun, which is how to even reimagine photographs so they can help you tell stories. So here's just one example that's in my Photos and More course. So my father, as I mentioned to you, died. My son was only a toddler and my daughter wasn't even born yet. And so I really wanted to make sure that my then teenage son could really see for himself the physical traits that I, when I look at my son, that I see of my father in him. Now, when I tell my son this, it might just kind of be like the Peanuts character. Like he just kind of hears wah, 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 and he doesn't really kind of listen to these details, you know, all the time. But then I found a photograph of my father and a similar one of my son that I had never seen side by side. And when I used Photoshop to make these images overlay so they can see, I know you talk a lot about this, you know, the nose, the size, the spacing of the eyes. When I could show my son using Photoshop, those physical traits that I see in him from his grandfather, it allows him to absorb this similarity and these features for himself without me having to be the interpreter. And so I feel like there are these wonderful opportunities to amplify what we're talking about. And that's why I created this new e-course called Photos and More.
Mm-hmm. Which is all about creative endeavors and ways to tell the story through these creative endeavors.
Yes.
And you talk about plan a connection vacation.
Well, that is going to be somewhat more difficult during the time of COVID, but during non-COVID times, what planning a connection vacation means is thinking about your loved one and what were the places that become the tethers that can tell his or her story. So in my example, my father grew up in New York City in a part of the city that I don't, you know, frequent very often. He never took me to when he was alive. But after he died, I wanted to go back and retrace my father's steps. So the connection vacation was not really a vacation. It was very close to home. It was a day trip for me. But I went back to the elementary school where my dad went. I went to the high school that he attended. And for me to see the streets, to walk the sidewalks, to see the buildings, that was a connection vacation for me. And of course, not something that I would not, something that I would ordinarily do, right? I had to be purposeful. And that's also one thing I wanted to mention to your listeners. None of this, and I would argue none of what you do either, can happen accidentally, right? There is this intentionality that we all need to bring to this work. And what I truly, firmly believe, what I think is so exciting, is that with this sense of agency, with this sense of us being able to do something with these photographs comes healing, comes joy, comes less anxiety and worry, because that is the ultimate balm to anxiety and loss and fear and feeling just so alone without your loved one. The antidote is the doing, and it's the proactivity of what you can do with your photographs.
Right. I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more that photographs bring you joy and healing. I mean, depends on the relationship you had with the person in the photograph, but mostly they bring us a sense of identity, connection, and a sense of belonging. So all of that is absolutely true. What do your kids think of all these projects?
You know what? I think it's really healthy. And you know what? My kids are a wonderful way for me to share stories about their grandparents in age-appropriate ways. So when we first started talking, I mentioned to you that my daughter never even met either one of my parents. And my son was only 18 months old when my father passed away. And so the stories and the photographs and their meaning were very different when my kids were babies and toddlers and in elementary school. And of course, it becomes so much more rich, the opportunities that I could share with them as they get to be teenagers and young adults who are now in college. And so I don't think they think their mom goes on ad nauseum, can't stop talking about her parents, only shows us photographs all the time, and they roll their eyes. I think it's actually just the opposite. I've integrated these conversations slowly over the course of their lives. So number one, it doesn't feel inauthentic. It actually feels like it's a part of who their mother is, right? My story is, for me, telling my children from where I come, right? From where I come, so they can get to know their maternal side a little bit better. And so I feel like when it becomes authentic and organic and a part of you, and you do it so it's spread out over time and not just like, we have this one day and I'm going to tell you all of these stories, I think that's hard to absorb. So I think I'm a firm believer in the slow and steady, authentic approach. And I think my kids appreciate it. But you know what? As a photo detective, you might have to track them down and ask them yourself, Maureen.
But you know, photos like with your parents, there can be breaks in a family, right? Some people are very lucky and they have their grandparents for a very long time. Other people don't, like myself. In the case of a cousin, she's like you. She lost both of her parents within an 18-month window when she was 18. And they lived on the other coast and we lived over here. And she now lives in New York, and she inherited some boxes finally from her older brother. And she called me up and she said, can you come to New York? This was, you know, a couple of years ago. Can you come to New York? Can we look through the boxes? And she said, I don't know what to do with them. And I don't know who anybody is. So I said, sure. And I went, and I tell this story over and over again because it brought tears to my eyes. But she pulls out this little hand-colored photograph, little square photograph of this woman. And she says, I have all these photographs of her. And I mean, who is she? And I looked at her and I said, that's our grandmother. She didn't know.
Yeah.
And she just looked at it and she went, oh. I was like, yeah, you never met her. And I told her stories at that point. Then it was like, oh, what else do you know? What else can you tell me about her? Because we lived right next to her.
Well, I would take the story that you just shared, and I would use it as an opportunity for passing along some new thinking that I have learned over the years about what is effective storytelling, mm-hmm. in the sense of what sticks. if you have told someone a story they don't remember, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? You can tell the same story five times, but how do you get that story to have staying power, right? Not just for the person who you've told, but of course through the generations, because we all want those stories to be passed along in perpetuity. And here's what I've also learned over time, is that talking is not our only tool, especially these days. And you can create a shared Google Doc with your family and have every single person who you want to invite to help complete that Google Doc over time to share the stories and put them down in writing. And so then it's not just a verbal that maybe someone would forget, but now it's in writing. And because it's in the cloud, you don't ever have to finish the document. You can add to it when something jars your memory, right? Because so many times our memory gets stirred by music or food. Just think about all five of your senses, and all of those can help prompt different memories and different anecdotes of your family. And also, one last thing I'll say, Maureen, is that it's really hard when one person in the family becomes the repository of all family history. So the other really wonderful advantage of creating a shared document, now I'm suggesting Google Doc, of course you can use whatever platform.
Yeah, I mean, I use MemoryWeb, which is a digital photo organizer, because you can collaborate with it. You can send, you can share whole albums, and your cousins can add what they know.
Exactly.
It's all about the sharing. And I completely agree with you about telling a story, making it the type of story that people will remember, sticking to the facts, and telling a very interesting story. And then, you know, you have to share it. You have to share it with as many people in the family as possible. And that's what you do in your book, is give us ideas on how to share all this family history. But there are lots of people who don't consider themselves family historians who could really benefit from your book, because, I mean, they don't consider themselves family historians, but they want to tell the story of their family, which is what we do.
Hey, listen, this book was a work of real need that I sensed in my life. It was the fourth book I wrote. And so because of that, I knew it was also the book my readers wanted. So oftentimes, experts in grief and loss, academics, really hardcore academics who are great at what they do, they talk about this. They say the act of remembering our loved ones is key to healing after loss. That's what they say. It bears repeating. Remembering our loved ones is key to healing after loss. But yet, my frustration came both personally and as a professional writer was the following. But you're not telling me how to remember. You're telling me I should, but you're not giving me the tools and the strategies. And that's why I wrote this book, Past and Present, Keeping Memories of Loved Ones Alive. That's why I have a blog that talks about creative ways to remember and honor and celebrate our loved ones. And that's really why I've put together these four new e-courses, one of which we've talked about already, called Photos and More, which is how to, you know, what can you do to get more pleasure and to get more storytelling power out of our photographs and VHS tapes and home movies and 35 millimeter slides and film reels. Because Maureen, you know, all of this will not happen by accident. And I've just mentioned, it's all so very critical for our short-term and long-term well-being.
And very critical for all of us these days.
Oh, yes. Now more than ever.
Now more than ever.
Yeah, we're all home. What else are we doing? I know we're all working from home. I know many of us are homeschooling. I know we are all so busy. And yet, we are indeed spending more time at home. And so why don't we use at least some of that additional time to go through these photographs and kind of decide what do we want to digitize and what do we want to keep. And I think that we will all find, and I would love to hear if you're listening to this and you follow the advice, please email me and let me know or hit me up on social media. I want to know what you decided to do as a result of hearing Maureen and I talk about this. Really, I think it's a crucial topic and I'm so glad to be discussing it with you.
I can help people put the pieces together for the story and you can help enable them to do it.
Oh, let's do it. Yes. Yes. You and me together. I love it.
We can totally
I love it.
We can put this together. Allison, thank you so much for joining me today on The Photo Detective. It was some wonderful chatting with you.
Oh, it's so great talking to you. As I said, I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, same here. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media, leave me a rating and a review, and if you know of a friend or family member who's also interested in family photographs, share this episode with them too. See you next time. I'm thrilled to be offering something new. Photo Investigations. These collaborative one-on-one sessions look at your family photos. You and I meet to discuss your mystery images and find out how each clue and hint might contribute to your family history. And trust me, these images can reveal so much in your research. I have decades of experience in the photo, genealogy, and history industries. This is your chance to learn from me and discover the stories in your family images. You can find out more by going to MaureenTaylor.com and clicking on Family Photo Investigations.